And this is Tate Servance coming to you with your news for the hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We're going to get started now. A commercial truck driver escaped injury after a rear-end collision with a passenger vehicle on a slushy Huron County roadway January 22nd at approximately 2:57 p.m. according to a police report. The crash occurred during daylight hours on a non-freeway straight roadway when an eastbound 2005 Orange International 9400 semi hauling a motor vehicle in transport struck the rear of a passenger car that had slowed ahead, the report states. The truck driver told investigators the vehicle in front began the turn, but then continued straight without signaling, and the truck could not stop in time on the slippery surface. The semi sustained minor damage to the front left, while the passenger car's driver's side taillight area was damaged. The second vehicle left the scene before deputies arrived, and any injuries to that driver are unknown. The truck driver was using a shoulder and lap belt, alcohol was not suspected, and deputies listed roadway conditions as slushy at the time of the collision. And authorities are looking into the death of a 49-year-old man who sustained critical head injuries during an incident earlier this week. Emergency crews were called to a home in the 1900 block of Morrison Street around 3:20 a.m. Tuesday, where they found Armando Garcia Jr. in need of medical attention. He was transported to a nearby hospital, but later died from his injuries. Police have not yet disclosed how Garcia was hurt, but the Michigan State Police Mobile Crime Lab has been assisting Saginaw detectives in examining the residents and collecting evidence. Investigators say they have identified a person of interest, though no arrests have been made. Detective Sergeant Oscar Lopez said the major case unit continues to pursue leads as the investigation does remain active. Anyone with information is urged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1245 or reach out to Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. And the Frankenmuth Police Department announced the hiring of three new officers. According to Frankenmuth Police Chief Don Maurer, the new officers are Mitchell Hobbenstricker, Douglas Peters Jr., and Caleb Lee. A commencement program was held on January 21st at the Bavarian Inn restaurant, and Maurer administered the oath of office to the new officers at that time. We also have some national news for you and some international. The CDC reports that a new flu mutation, identified as subclad K, has emerged as the dominant strain this winter. Health officials note that the variant surfaced too late in the year to be fully accounted for in the seasonal vaccine, leading to a higher-than-average hospitalization rate. And despite the mismatch, medical professionals continue to urge the public to get vaccinated, noting that the shot still provides partial protection against severe outcomes. Hospitals in several states have been reporting reaching capacity due to the influx of respiratory cases. And the California High Speed Rail Authority, CHSRA, has announced today that the 80 miles of the 119-mile segment in the Central Valley are now ready for rail. This milestone includes the completion of 58 of the 92 planned structures, such as overpasses and viaducts. The project also secured $20 billion in long-term cap and invest funding through 2045, ensuring a more stable financial footing after years of budget uncertainty. Strategic shifts are also underway. The authority recently launched a request for proposals for a co-development partner to help manage the complex transition from construction to operations. This partner, expected to be on board by summer 2026, will be tasked with finding innovative ways to accelerate delivery of the Merced to Bakersfield section, which is the system's first operational priority. And the Japanese government has approved a massive $6.8 billion funding package to accelerate its domestic chip manufacturing. The bulk of this investment is directed towards Rapidus, a government-backed venture aiming to produce, to mass produce 2-nanometer chips by 2027. This move is designed to reclaim Japan's former status as a semiconductor powerhouse and reduce dependence on Taiwanese supply chains. The package includes direct subsidies and in-kind contributions, such as government-owned manufacturing equipment. Interestingly, though, the deal allows the Japanese government to become and maintain major shareholder status inside of Rapidus, with golden share veto power over critical business decisions to ensure that advanced technology remains a national security asset. And the European Commission has finalized a roadmap for the EU digital identity wallet, mandating that all member states offer a national digital ID by the end of 2026. But by July of 2027, all regulated businesses, including banks, telcos, and insurance firms, must be legally prepared to accept these digital wallets for customer onboarding and authentication. The initiative aims to give citizens control over their personal data, allowing them to share attributes like proof of age without handing over a full ID document. However, the rollout faces scrutiny over security, as experts warn that while wallets are encrypted, the lack of mandatory biometric facial recognition in some versions could make them vulnerable if a physical device is stolen. And that was your news for this hour. A brief look here at the weather at the station. It is currently 16 degrees. Says it's still snowing out there. Winds coming out of the north at 12 miles per hour, making it feel like 3 degrees. That was your news and weather. If you want more news, weather, obituaries, and cancellations, you can go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere.